So it was a great day for NFL fans yesterday. We'll get to the highlights. But first, it was a dreadful day for Baltimore Ravens kicker Billy Cundiff.
32 yards to tie it. And the kick, look out! Look out! It's no good! It's no good!
Ravens kicker Billy Cundiff missed a 32-yarder with 11 seconds left, could have tied the score, but instead lost the game. Lawrence Tynes was having a much better day in the Giants game.
9-7 to be going to the Super Bowl. I mean, we believed it. I don't know if anyone else did, but the way we've been playing the last 5 weeks, we just, you know, we thought we were going to win tonight. We didn't know how we were going to win, but we came in here knowing that we were going to win.
And the Giants beat the San Francisco 49ers in overtime with a kick by Lawrence Tynes. Here in the studio, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. What a couple of defensive, knockdown, drag-out football contests yesterday.
John, it's as if the some twisted order has been restored to the NFL, and the Brady and Belichick, you know, they're like
from the Patriots. Right.
It's like the Emperor and Darth Vader have returned the Empire to its rightful place in the galaxy.
All right, so the Super Bowl is going to be the Patriots versus the Giants. The Patriots didn't have a whole lot of success offensively yesterday, but it was much less success for the Giants and the 49ers. We've seen huge offensive plays all season long. All of a sudden in the playoffs, it's knockdown dragout.
Brady admitted himself, he's the quarterback of the New England Patriots, he admitted himself that he played awful. He had two interceptions, and he would have had another one or another couple if some calls hadn't gone their way. And he was 22 of 36. He didn't throw a touchdown pass. Brady looked more like a game manager than what he really is, which is the heir to Joe Montana's sort of legacy as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Ravens lost that game on a 32-yard shank. What do we make of the Ravens?
There is something happening at Foxborough Stadium. I think that there was some sort of an aura of something special coming, because that they should have made that field goal. I mean, that was sort of a chip shot. He hooked it. I believe it was left, and it was something. It felt eerily strange and odd.
They spooked him.
I think exactly.
Yeah, I think there were some people in the audience yelling "choke," I think, in the stadium.
And I think also there's something about believing in yourself and knowing that you're going to win, and the Patriots did. And I think the Baltimore Ravens didn't quite believe 100%.
Now, you had this, I have to say, cockamamie theory last week that the Giants are going to win because they always beat the team that they lost to earlier in the year.
Correct.
And you were right. That was the most ridiculous theory I ever heard, but you were absolutely right.
Well, this is the thing, and that's why I'm a Giants fan, and it breaks my heart to actually say this on air. But given that framework, it looks as though they're going to play against the New England Patriots. Now,
Vindication for the Patriots. They lost in 08 against the Giants.
And they lost to the Giants this year in the regular season. So by all accounts, the Patriots should win this game. If Brady plays the way he played today, I guarantee the New England Patriots will lose in the Super Bowl.
Oh, so, but if Brady has a good game...
If Brady has a good game and the Patriots do not turn the ball over, then the Patriots will win. Now, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who's the running back for the New England Patriots.
Quickly.
If he fumbles the ball, then the Patriots lose. He's never fumbled in his NFL career. Watch for him to fumble for the first time in his life in the Super Bowl.
In 2 weeks, a mistake-free Super Bowl. We will see Patriots versus the New York Giants. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Hey, good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.